Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Micah. One of my favorite verses in the entire Word of God. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." And verse 9. "The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who appointed it." Now, in praying for this message today, the Lord directed me to this verse. And I know this verse by heart. I was not going to even turn to it. I was just going to quote it. But I said, well, let me just turn. And then I saw verse 9. And it's interesting because we're studying the first few chapters of Proverbs. And it says here, "And then the Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name." We just read last week in Proverbs chapter 1, it says in verse 20, "Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets." And this, what we're going to study today is chapter 2. And chapter 2 of Proverbs talks about exactly that God's wisdom reaches out to us and pleads with us to hear. And then it tells how we should respond. We should cry out and ask God for wisdom, and then there's their response. But let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm asking that you somehow would use me to touch those listening. I'm asking, Lord, not just for, well, it's Sunday morning, let's see who's on the radio. I'm not interested in being just another broadcaster, just another teacher on the radio or radio evangelist. I'm looking for the moving of your Spirit, Lord. I believe that there's power in the Word of God. I believe that you can do what no other man can do. I believe that the Holy Spirit is able to touch those that are listening. I believe that the Word of God is true, and it's God's truth, and there's a power there. And I'm asking, Lord, that you would use your Word as I try pitifully to preach it today to reach those that are listening. Lord, help them to see Jesus Christ, and help them, encourage them, Lord, to follow him in the way. And Lord, we're careful to give you the praise, the glory, the honor, and all the credit, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before I get into the message, I'd like to remind my listeners again that I'm an evangelist. I preach the gospel. I used to pastor some time ago, for a short while, and perhaps in the future I will again. But I'm an evangelist, and I attempt to do missions work whenever I can. I've been to Mexico, I've been to Honduras, but I've spent most of my time down in Haiti. And I'd ask that you would keep me in your prayers. I'm tentatively planning a trip, probably in, let's say, next January. It's obviously the cooler part of the year. And it's hot down there. It doesn't matter what time of the year. It's really hot. It's in the 90s, probably every day of the year. But I'd like to go for a couple of weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks if possible, to hold revival meetings and to teach basically the same thing that you hear on this program. That's the same thing that we teach down there. Probably we have to break it down into a simpler form. They don't have the amount and quality of teaching that we can get here in the States. But I'd like to take this gospel once again, as of course others have done, to those people down there. And I believe that God will use us, and I ask that you pray for us. Myself, the ministers that I travel with, the ministers that the pastors that I help down there when I'm down there, pray for us that we would be able to do the work of the Lord. But let's go ahead and get into the message. Chapter 2 of Proverbs. We're going to take it chapter by chapter, basically. But the verse that I quoted at the first, "He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." If you want the Bible message in a very small nutshell, I believe that that would pass, that we should basically live right. We should live, I don't like the word moral, I don't like the word ethics, but if you want to use those that frame of reference, the things that we should do are ethical in nature. To do justice, to love, and I'm not talking social justice, the Bible teaches nothing, absolutely nothing, about any kind of social justice or civil rights or any of these things. That's socialism and Marxism. It's not Bible. If I can make this little detour, in the book of Acts, it says that the apostles, the Christians of that day, the thousands that had come to God, they saw a need and they gave willingly out of their own heart to the poor. Socialism relieves you of your money forcibly and then distributes it, and you don't have any say about it. The argument is made that the New Testament, the gospel, the message of the apostles is socialism, and that's completely, emphatically, dogmatically, 100% wrong. The Bible has us to operate and give out of love, and not by being forced to do so. But the Bible says that we should do justice. We know the things in life that are right. We know that we instinctively, mankind knows the things that are right. He may not always do them. But the Bible says in various places that he puts his spark in us, that he shows us what is right and wrong. And again, most people will not follow God. But instinctively, we know right from wrong. To do justice. And to love mercy, to love mercy, to want to do merciful things, to want to forgive, to want to be kind, to want to let things slide. And then it says to walk humbly with the Lord. The Bible says that pride puffs up, and pride goes before a fall, and that God resists the proud, but he gives his grace to the humble. He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justice, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. But Proverbs chapter 2 begins this way. He says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee." What does the word say? "I have hidden thy word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Verse 2, "so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart unto understanding." You see, if you want to follow the Lord, if you want to survive, really, if you want to prosper in the things of God, you have to decide that I will follow. I will do the things that are right. You have to make an effort. God will make his effort, there's no doubt. And certainly the greatest effort that God made was that he sent his son to die in your place on the cross. But you have to make an effort. "So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding." He says, "if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. We know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and that's a wonderful thing. But you see, if you want to know the Lord, you have to reach out. You have to make an effort. You have to do what you can to find him. He says, if you seek me with your whole heart, then you'll find me. You can understand the Word of God. You can know what to do in practically every situation you'll ever be faced with. You can know what to do. Either you'll know it from remembering the Word, or that God will speak to you and say, look, do this or don't do that. And yes, I believe that God does speak to Christians. I very strongly believe that the Holy Spirit will lead us if we will learn how to listen to him. And I want to say again, according to the book of John chapter 16, that the Holy Spirit, when he speaks, he will not speak of himself. He will always glorify Jesus Christ and tell us, what would Jesus do in any given situation? That's what the Holy Spirit will speak to you. But it says you have to seek after God. You have to seek after wisdom, it says. You have to seek after knowledge. Seek after her as silver, verse 4, and searches for her as for hidden treasures. You have to make an effort to do this. Now it says, going back to verse 3, it says, yea, if thou criest after knowledge. If you see something in maybe the pastor's life or the deacon's life or Mary who sits on the other pew, you look at these people and you see the Lord in their lives and you say, man, I want what they have. God can give you what they have. The greatest Christian, the most advanced Christian, the one that's full of faith, the one that everything is going right for them, the one that always has a word from God, always knows what to do. If you see these people, you can have everything that they have. If you'll turn to the Word of God and read about King David, or you read about Solomon, the wisest man, or you read about Gideon, or you read about any of these people in the Word of God. Or we could go to the New Testament. You want to read about Paul and his faith? And being able to withstand all the things that he suffered. God can give you all of these things if you were willing to ask God for them, and if you were willing to persist. Remember the widow and the unjust judge? She had a reason to go to the judge and say, hey, please do this thing for me, whatever it was. And he didn't care. He didn't care about her. He didn't care about anybody. He just wanted to be left alone. But she came and came and came and came and came every day and bothered that judge. And finally, I don't know how long, months, years, I don't know, he finally got tired of hearing her and said, woman, shut up. I'll do it. But if we persist in prayer, remember Hannah. Hannah prayed and God answered her prayer. If we'll persist and say, Lord, I want to understand your ways. I want to understand your word. Lord, when the preacher gets up and preaches, he can pick any book in the Bible and preach it, and he seems to understand it. Lord, give me that understanding. Or Lord, give me more faith. Or Lord, give me this or that. If you want something from the Lord, you can receive it. But sometimes you have to seek after it. Remember, ask, seek, and knock. You can simply ask, it'll be given. You can seek, but you'll find it. But if you go out of your way and make the extra effort to knock, it can be and shall be opened to you. There's many things that the Word of God and the Kingdom of God has available, but a lot of these things, you have to want them and desire them and continually come to God for them. The old Pentecostals would say that you have to tarry for things. And maybe that's not a bad doctrine at all. Verse 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. He will take care of us. He will show us what to do. He will give us wisdom. If it's a word of wisdom or if it's, he'll whisper to us, whatever he chooses, He can do it. He can take care of us. He can help us to walk uprightly. He can preserve the way of us, his saints. Verse 9, Then thou shalt understand righteousness and judgment and equity, and yea, every good path. In verse 10, when wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Say, what is discretion? Discretion will help you to understand how to live, how to think, how to act, how to conduct yourself so that you don't end up in trouble. If you have a temper at work and you shoot your mouth off too quickly, discretion will help you to hold your tongue, for instance. But it says when wisdom, verse 10, enters into your heart. You see, the first few verses said if you'll cry out to God and say, Lord, give me wisdom, give me understanding. I want to know your word. I want to know more about Jesus. God will answer that prayer. And it says, when wisdom enters into your heart, when God gives you what you ask for, it says, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Look at verse 12. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, and from the man that speaketh froward things. What is froward? Well, we know the term to and fro. You can come to and you can go fro. And God is concerned about the fro. He doesn't want us to be led astray. But understanding and wisdom and knowledge, these things will deliver you from the way of the evil man and from the man that speaketh froward things, or things that would cause you to go astray. Verse 13, who walk the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, and delighteth in the frowardness of the wicked. You see, the froward man, the evil man, the man that doesn't follow God and the man that doesn't want you to follow God. You say, why would anybody want to keep me from following God? Well, we know that the devil hates every one of us. The devil will use anything and everything to get us to fall from our way. And God will deliver us from those men. And it says also, let's start that again. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, verse 12, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths. You say that rejoice in evil. Well, yeah, everybody knows that when you're a sinner, you enjoy doing sinful things. You enjoy going to the bars. You enjoy doing this. You enjoy doing that. You enjoy sin, to rejoice to do evil. But he says he will deliver you from those that try to lead you astray. But look at verse 16. To deliver thee from the strange woman. We talked about the man. Now we talk about the woman. And this is a theme that through these chapters of Proverbs, he will talk about the strange woman. And we'll see more about what that talks about next week and the week after and what have you. But it says, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, listen to this, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. You see, Christian man, Christian teenager, Christian young man, maybe Christian old man, you can be led astray. You can be led astray when the devil would send someone to entice you sexually or some other way. But the devil might send someone, some woman, to try to tempt you, to get you to leave the things of God, to get you to maybe have an affair behind your wife's back or something. But it's dangerous to do so. It's dangerous to do so. You can lose everything that you have. You can lose your marriage. You can lose your job. You can lose You can get in trouble with the law. There's any number of things that can happen when you allow yourself to be tempted and to give in to that temptation. But let's read this again. It says, look at verse 18. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go in unto her returneth again, neither take they hold of the path of life. You can lose everything that you have, and you can end up losing your soul. Now, I'd like to say before I get too far afield that I believe that this applies also to Christian women, that they can be led astray by some handsome man, and the same thing happen unto them, that they lose their soul. But in verse 20, he goes back talking about the benefits. It says, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and to keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. So if you hunger for God, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, Jesus said, you shall be filled. You can have wisdom. You can have understanding. You can receive from God. And God will help you immensely. The Bible says that eye has not seen, ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And certainly wisdom and knowledge and understanding are things that God has for us. We can hunger for them. We can desire them. And God will grant them. And if we'll receive these things into our life, then God will lead us. And he'll lead us away from those that would lead us astray. He will deliver us from those that will seduce us from the paths of God. And seduce us from walking with God. But it says that in verse 21, for the upright shall dwell in the land. And specifically, Solomon was talking about the land of Israel. But you can say the kingdom of God and the things of God, the Christian walk that we have. These things that we're talking about, wisdom and understanding and knowledge, they will help you to be a good Christian. They will help you to dwell with God, to walk with Jesus, to live with him, to be in the way, whatever adjective or a way you want to look at it, wisdom will help you to obey the word of God. And it says the perfect shall remain in it. And if we can have a perfect heart, we can have a perfect spirit, we can live for God, we can be the saints that he talked about. But it says, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it. Those that lead us astray, their end is hell. The enemies of the gospel, their end is hell. If it's some man trying to say, hey, let's go ahead and, hey, we can make a lot of money if we'll do something that's illegal or whatever. Or if it's those that will lead us astray and seduce us, their way leads to hell, it says. Their end is not in the land of God. Their end is not in heaven, but in hell. But if you allow yourself to be led astray, then you'll follow them right on to hell. And obviously that's not what Christians want to do. So let's do this. Let's seek the Lord. Let's ask him for knowledge. Let's ask him for wisdom. Let's say, Lord, I read in your word such and such in, let's say, the book of Jeremiah. Lord, I don't understand this. Lord, give me understanding. If you have a hunger and thirst for righteousness, we said that you will be filled. God will give you answers. God will give you direction. God will show you how to live your life if we'll seek him, and then we'll be swift to act upon what he says.
Lord, take me back to the old land, Lord. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. Or just go to the main page and follow the links on the left, and you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.